under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this absolutely terrific Thursday, April 25th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Blue skies, no wind. Spring is coming, trust me. We're going to get close to almost 60 today. We're excited. Going to be 65, 70 tomorrow, depending on where you're at. Going to be a great Friday. This segment brought to you by MAGA Water over in Sheboygan. John and Jamie Davis, absolutely fantastic product. Totally support it. We drink it every single day now. I'm actually addicted to MAGA Water. Vicky and I stopped while we were out pounding in signs. We went to the Bel Air Bar to get dinner, a restaurant that we used to like pretty well. They stopped serving fish and chips that we liked. It was a Tuesday. She brought me water with ice in it. I asked for a lemon. I squeezed the lemon into it. You could still taste the chlorine. It tasted absolutely crappy. I was like, no, thank you. I went out to the truck. I got my half-gallon bottle. I drank my MAGA water. I absolutely can tell the difference now. Like John Davis says, taste the pure difference. There is a difference. Believe me. We went there on Valentine's Day, February 14th, and got our first 56-gallon load. We got 8 of those 7-gallon jugs that he sells there, filled them up with MAGA water. We've been drinking it since Valentine's Day. I can taste the difference now in waters. It's absolutely amazing. So you need to give them a call, 231-818-9700. Schedule an appointment to meet with them. Buy your jugs there at a discounted price compared to Dunham's and other places. Fill them up. Only start drinking that water. We put it in the coffee. We cook with it. We even got Mr. Snoop drinking it. And man, he goes nuts. Great product. Absolutely believe in it. My floaters are gone out of my eyes. I can't believe the little floaty things are gone. My vision seems to be coming back even stronger almost every single day. Haven't worn my glasses in a long time. Still need them for reading up close, but man, long distance, don't need the glasses at all. As a matter of fact, when I put the glasses on now, I'm blurry. That's how much my eyes have changed since I started drinking this water. Totally believe in it. You guys need to give them a call, go over there and get some. Miles traveled, tax, would hit the road in the House and the Senate budgets. We're going to talk about that. Counties want to cut the short-term rental tax. All kinds of things being discussed now that the Democrats are back in charge. The majority has been reinstated. State representatives have been sworn in. They're back to 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. We're going to talk about those bills in Lansing. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a text message from Patriot brother Dave Ajima. He says, I'm really getting pissed hearing Republican candidates denoting our nation's problems without having any proposed solutions. When I ran back in 2006, I ran on stopping illegal immigration. Here at the state level, I had several bills to stop them from getting jobs, free public education, health care, food stamps, rental assistance, even refusing to give them driver's licenses. You have to ask yourself a question when vetting these candidates heading into the August 6th primary. And even state representatives, congressmen, U.S. senators, what have you done while in office? Answer, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. If you're not in office, you're running, wanting to serve, what's your solutions? When people go to these Republican events, this is what needs to be asked. Demand answers. Demand solutions. Just don't say illegal immigration, the problem with the open border. What's your solution? Great point. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell went down to the Texas border, Arizona border, spent, I believe, 10 days down there. Remember the director of ICE, Tom Homan, H-O-M-A-N, kind of the gruff, wrestling-looking like guy, bald-headed, kind of big-chested guy. Sherry met with him. She showed him her plan to stop illegal immigration, to build the wall, to fix the border. He said, if I like it, I'll endorse you. If I don't like it, I'll tell you how to improve it. They met, they talked. He improved her plan, then he endorsed her. The only U.S. Senate candidate, the only one, bar none, out of the three Democrats running and the other four Republicans, she's the only one that's been to the southern border, so that when she gets elected to be a U.S. Senator, she'll implement her program, her plan, as legislation in the United States Senate. Exactly what Dave Ageman is saying. What is your solutions? And she's got it on the border. She's got it on term limits. She's got it on other things as well. This is going to be a very interesting race. Now, shifting gears and going into Lansing, we have a budget process underway, folks. The current budget we're operating under ends at midnight on September 30th. We're basically about 5 months, 5 days away from shutting down the state government unless they come up with a new budget for end of year 2025. We have a problem in the state of Michigan because of two things. Better fuel economy on these newer vehicles. They get better gas mileage than my gas hog that I drive. I drive a 16-year-old North Star 8-cylinder high-performance sport sedan vehicle. I average roughly about 18 miles a gallon between city and highway driving. On the highway, I'm getting 20, 21. In the city, I'm getting about 15, 16. Well, the newer vehicles get better mileage than that. Therefore, they buy less fuel. The less fuel they buy, the less taxes are paid. And then you factor in electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles, which get really good gas mileage as well. Less fuel taxes are being paid to fix our roads in the state of Michigan. So what's their proposed idea? a pilot project will be launched to test how to assess vehicles based on miles traveled under a provision added to the Senate and House proposed transportation budgets, something that Dave Agema was the chair of transportation when he served in Lansing yesterday afternoon. Instead of just studying the issue, the Department of Transportation, MDOT, which should be eliminated altogether, will pull together a road usage charge committee to explore certain ways to collect revenue that doesn't include fuel taxes or license plate registration fees, which are what the state currently uses. That's another thing I hate. I drive a 16-year-old vehicle that back in 2008 cost $40,000. It's probably worth about $5,000 today. But I have to pay $255 a year for the license plates. It's ridiculous. License plates should be $10. Register your vehicle, get a plate, get a tab, you're good to go. Keep track and know who's actually registered vehicles in the state of Michigan. So what they're going to do is they're going to take $5 million of our taxpayer dollars. They're going to start a pilot program. They're going to use only volunteers who would have any gas taxes that they pay at the pump refunded back to them, in lieu of them keeping track of their mileage and paying taxes based on miles actually traveled. Sign me up. Even though I go across the state of Michigan all over the place all the time, Grayling tomorrow night, Flint Saturday morning, going to be driving down on Mother's Day weekend with family in Macomb County, I don't care. Based on my gas guzzler that I drive, I'd rather pay by the mile because during the week I don't do that much driving when I'm working. Go around the listening area talking to businesses, doesn't matter. I think it'd still be less money than the gas guzzling fuel tax we're paying. But they're going to refund it. MDOT will also ensure that participants provide detailed driving information data, and it will not be made available to the public. This is for their own pilot program. Sign me up. I want to be part of this discussion. One of the Democrats, House Subcommittee Chair, Senator Veronica Paez from Harper Woods, said the pilot program was constructed with the assistance of the County Road Association, the CRA. Dave, I'm sure you're familiar with those people, which has been pushing for a movement on different ways to collect road revenue funding amid the falling fuel tax revenues that we're currently experiencing in the state of Michigan. She said no one method is being considered over others, whether it's toll roads or in-car trackers or simply odometer readings when people drive. Folks, I used to do this as a truck driver every single day when I had paper logs. You have your beginning odometer reading when you start your truck, when you do the pre-trip. Every time you stopped, you wrote down the mileage, where you were at, go into a truck stop for lunch, fill up your tanks, write down your odometer reading, move on down the road. At the end of the 11 hours of driving, you had your ending odometer reading. You subtract the ending from the beginning, calculate the miles you drove that day, you write it in the logbook. You got paid by the mile, you know exactly how much your paycheck was for today. Odometer reading's the easiest. Do not want toll roads in Michigan. Period. End of conversation. And these in-car trackers, I don't trust them. I want to write down my odometer reading and write it down, put a log together, and submit it to them for this study. MDOT Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Veronica Kleinfeld from East Point says, I'm open to negotiating. I just want to make sure we do a pilot this year because we're reaching a point where you cannot put it off any longer. We have to start moving toward a solution to this issue. The concept of a tax-based vehicle miles traveled, a VMT tax, has been brought up as a potential alternative for addressing electric vehicles, hybrid vehicles, and vehicles with increasing fuel economy, which both degrade the roads but don't require as much gas. Do you know these wonderful new pickup trucks GMC others have come out with? They actually shut down cylinders in an 8-cylinder large block engine. Once you hit cruise control, you lock in down the highway on a flat level area doing 75 miles an hour on I-75. Shuts down to 4 cylinders. A big, strong V8 towing capacity pickup truck can run down the highway now on 4 cylinders. Gas mileage goes through the roof. Some of these pickup trucks they're claiming are getting almost 30 miles to a gallon now. That's unheard of. But because of that, they're paying less fuel taxes. Governor Gretchen Whitmer even previously acknowledged the possibility of a replacement for the gas tax. Replacement. That means they would go away here in the state of Michigan. This is the same woman that wanted to raise gas fuel taxes to 45 cents a gallon. Well, now she's saying replace it. The newly added pilot program appropriation was part of a larger $36.5 million general fund appropriation for 6 new technological and mobility initiatives that the House presented yesterday. On the Senate side, $6.8 billion spending plan for transportation, which moved out of the Senate MDOT Appropriations Subcommittee, had a provision that MDOT roped in state housing officials before they evict any homeless people living under overpasses. What? State housing officials before they evict any homeless people living under overpasses. How do you evict somebody from living under an overpass? Evict means they have the right to be there as a tenant, and you're evicting them? Show me where in the state constitution they have the right to be a tenant under an overpass. Some of this legislation, these people are just insane. Anyway, we'll wrap this story up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 2. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.